You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Half Hexagon with By the Farm. Morena Julian, how are you?
Morena Rachel. Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very stoked that we've got brand new Half Hexagon out this week, The Method, which is sounding fantastic and looking fantastic too. You've got a great music video made for this one. Tell us a wee bit about the vision behind The Method.
If I can speak a little on the music video, that was made by East, who is a super fantastic artist, personality, friend of the band, and he enlisted his girlfriend Carla to star in it. I don't know, it's sort of just been an ongoing project for a while, and super happy that it's all kind of come to fruition and is out in the world now.
It feels like every time a new Half Hexagon track is kind of released, it feels like you're kind of leaning further and further into the like really motoric sounds of the band. Do you guys discuss what you're looking for in a track before you start jamming, or do you just kind of let the session take it where it needs to go, Julian?
It's sometimes things are a little bit contrived and preordained, but most of the time the songs kind of emerge from like long form jams that we have, and then they kind of get recorded in pieces and built up over time. So it's kind of a strange way to work. Yeah, like some of it is kind of out of just jamming, and others are bits of ideas that are kind of let's do this and this, like very specifically.
It's one of those things where when you guys started as a band, you weren't all friends. You didn't all necessarily know each other. Was it through James that you and Yolanda became pals? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
So what's it like now? Because obviously you all have very different, you know, references, and this is kind of where you come together. What's it like now when you think on how you're writing now versus when you first sort of set out as a project? Do you reflect on that at all?
Not particularly. I mean, it's kind of a different process to the other groups that I'm involved in. But in saying that, it's really quite refreshing. I really love working with both James and Yolanda. James is such a pop genius, you know. But he tries to sort of mask it. You know, he's like he just wants to just be a cool guy jamming in a band. But it's I can kind of trick him and coerce him to bring out some of his evil genius. And then Vicky is just super incredible as well. So yeah, I really enjoy the process. It's really it's quite fun.
And yeah. who's mostly on lyrics at the moment? Is it something?
It's all Vicky. It's all Vicky. Vicky. Yeah, maybe James a little bit, but that's not my department. Luckily for the world, So Vicky's the sensei in that regard.
It always feels like in the best way, like a weird dream that you feel like you've had before or something. Listening to Half Hexagon, I just love the way that you guys pull on references but then take it somewhere completely new. And I feel like the video that East made sort of leans into that slightly strange space as well. Did you talk at all to East about what you wanted, or did you just kind of let him go with what felt right?
We let him have free rein, carte blanche to do what he wanted. I mean, he had a clear vision of what he was. Actually, I think initially he was kind of, it was going to be more of like a collage type thing where he was going to pull together disparate sources of bits of found footage and created footage and kind of mash it together. But then I think a sort of narrative emerged once he started. It's pretty open-ended most of the time, a lot of these collaborations, which is really fun.
That's kind of what you want, isn't it? You want to be having fun in a band at the end of the day. And it feels like you've really kind of managed to keep that as the core focus in a lot of ways as well.
Yeah, and I feel like the video's got like a kind of a bit of a 90s sort of vibe to it too, like in a best way, like in... and I like that. Yeah,
it's really awesome. What's on the horizon live wise for you guys? Are you playing some gigs, or are you just kind of in the recording writing process at the moment? What's the sitch?
Mostly recording and writing. We've got another single that we are going to release soon, called Shadow, which is kind of a different direction again from the method. It's a little bit more kind of dancey, electro-y sort of vibe.
Cool.
And I really like it. It's a really cool song. Sort of plotting and planning to release some more vinyl and to do some more shows later on in the year.
Hell yeah, that's really exciting. Well, looking forward to that. In the meantime, where can people get The Method from if they want to have this track in their lives?
It's on all of the streaming services and available to purchase on Bandcamp. And all of those types of things, yeah.
Lovely. Thanks, Julian. And I really recommend people watch the video if they've got time to as well today, because it is fantastic. And check out East's Instagram, which we'll put a link to in the podcast after the show, because it's got some great visual art on there as well. Thanks, Julian. Nice to chat with you.
Kate, can I say one quick thing?
Please.
I'm doing a free gig today, a different, not from Half Hexagon, but a solo thing down in front of the Civic at midday today.
Cool.
So if anyone's out and about in the city, it's free. And I'm doing a duo with Joe Captain.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely head along to that. Midday, did you say?
Yeah.
Awesome. Beautiful day for it. Enjoy. Maybe fingerless gloves might be required. Yeah.
Yep. And beanies.
And beanies.
Hey, thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Julian. Have a nice morning. We'll see you soon.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.